AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Majorities in the House and Senate are at stake as voters make their choices known in all 50 states. The polls are closing this hour in several states, including Georgia, where former pro football player Herschel Walker is challenging Democratic Senator Ralph Warnock. Woodstock, Georgia voter David Butler, who has voted for Donald Trump in the past, did not vote for Walker.
Herschel Walker, you like him?
Didn't vote for him.
Okay.
I think he's probably going to get the nomination, but I don't think he deserves it. I think he's getting it because of his name, because he played football at Georgia.
Other races could impact the evenly split Senate. Sagar Magani reports one key contest is in Pennsylvania, where President Biden was born.
Control of the Senate could come down to Pennsylvania.
Franklin and Marshall College's Burwood Yost says with Republican Pat Toomey retiring, Democrats are eyeing to flip the seat and banking on Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman beating Mehmet Oz, the celebrity doctor whom Fetterman has labeled an out-of-touch outsider.
Oz might be a joke, but I don't believe any one of us finds it very funny.
It's been a brutal and expensive race.
Pennsylvania deserves better than Fetterman.
The president has made several trips there to boost the Democrat in hopes of keeping the Senate majority. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Voters in Philadelphia who had missing or incorrect dates on their mail-in ballots are being allowed to file replacement ballots at City Hall or vote provisionally at their regular precincts. Tropical storm Nicole forecast to strengthen to a hurricane as it churns toward the northwestern Bahamas and Florida's Atlantic coastline. National Hurricane Center's Jack Bevin says a hurricane warning has been issued for much of Florida's east coast.
From Boca Raton, which is in the southern part of Palm Beach County, up to the county line of Flagler and Volusia counties up in northeastern Florida.
This is AP News. The cryptocurrency exchange Binance is making plans to buy a rival, causing more turmoil in the exchanges. Ed Donahue has this.
It's the latest example of how things can change quickly in the crypto world. The CEO of Binance says FTX is experiencing a significant liquidity crunch. Binance is the biggest crypto exchange. FTX is the third largest. The news sent prices for major crypto assets plunging. FTX is the latest cryptocurrency company this year to come under financial pressure. Crypto assets such as Bitcoin and Ethereum have collapsed in value. Binance's public announcement caused a crypto-like bank run at FTX, with major investors trying to pull their money. I'm Ed Donahue.
European Union is investigating Microsoft's planned takeover of video game maker Activision Blizzard, fearing the $69 billion deal would distort fair competition. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.